Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, people? Here we are. Today we're talking about accountability. Last week we talked about getting that American grit, and it kind of spun right on into accountability. You know, it's kind of interesting that we come on and have this conversation in light of the fact that our government got together and came up with a budget that they could all live with. Anyhow, that kind of goes right in with accountability, and it kind of spins off with the American grit that we talked about. And in talking about the American grit, what I talked about was, and I had a few people on, what we talked about was actually going in or going back in the time and looking at how the United States or the America was settled. You had to have that grit in order to make it. There was no one out there to help you. Either planted your food, hunted, protected your land, or you perished. And that developed the American grit that we were all famous for. It goes into accountability. Who is to blame for things that happens in our life? Who's accountable for what happens in our life? I wrote a paper once, and I got a lot of feedback on it, both positive and negative, about accountability. And what I used as an example was the fact of, if someone broke into your house, are you accountable? Should you be held accountable for what happened? Is it your? Do you have a level of responsibility in there? And I said, yes. I said, yes. If I don't seek accountability for self, if I don't figure out what role I play into something and I don't look for that accountability, then I relinquish all rights to be able to go ahead and put a solution to it. What's up, 6601? You're on. I just want to let you know your mic was hot. So I was basically saying I accept accountability for all that happens in my life. I have to. It gives me the empowerment to put solutions into play. 6601, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I just tuned in. I'm not sure where you at.
Well, basically I'll say that I gave a little recap of what we talked about last week was the American grit, going back in the time, basically saying, hey, you had to have that grit in order to survive or you perish, and spinning it into accountability. And I talked about a paper that I wrote that got a lot of feedback on there, basically saying that if somebody broke into my house, I held some responsibility. I had to hold myself accountable for the action that happened, even though I could have been considered a victim. And I do that in order that I can hold the solution. And that's where we are pretty much saying you have to hold yourself accountable, even for the good and the bad, to be able to put yourself in a position to implement solutions. What do you think about that, sir?
Most definitely, I agree with you. But I believe a lot of people get accountability confused with responsibility. And in doing that, they just, you know, pass the buck on to somebody else and push the blame on somebody else, and when they should be the one taking care of what needs to be done.
I agree with you, too. I just want to let the 1693 know that your mic is hot. You raised your hand, your mic's hot. 1693, you there? If you do not want to talk, just mute. I'll mute you out. You can hit one again. So I'll put you, I'll go ahead and take that mic off. And 1693, if you want to come back on the air again, just hit one. I'll put your mic on. We're talking at 6601. I always go by the last four of the telephone numbers in order that anybody can remain anonymous and speak freely without someone jumping in and saying, well, that's so-and-so. Now I know his opinion, and now I'm going to ridicule him, or I'm going to see him at work and talk trash about him at the water cooler. But anyhow, going back to what we were talking about, I agree with you, 6601. You know, my whole thing is, you have to be accountable. Man breaks into my house, or woman, let's not be gender specific, because everybody wants equal opportunity, so women, they can be burglars too, okay? And I firmly believe in being fair. So someone breaks into my house. They steal my goods. Man, I'm upset. I am a victim. I am saying that as long as I take that victim mentality on, I cannot implement a solution. I cannot get back on my feet. Because woe is me, I've been robbed. I'm in a situation. Look what's happened to me. I'm going to accept accountability. I am going to accept responsibility. It immediately puts me into a solution mode. I got to get better locks. I got to move out of this neighborhood. I got to do something. It's my problem. I need to fix it. That's where I'm at. That's my whole thought process. And we can actually go into 6601 and 1693. We can actually go into this whole debt issue when it comes down to the government, because that's a hot topic right now. Whose problem and whose fault is that? You got any comments on that?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah. Did we get cut off there for a second?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
Yeah. As far as the government, it's our fault. Robinson, how you doing, sir? We.
All right, 1693's hot. 6601 was answering that question. Good to meet you, 1693. Glad you're on. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you, 6601. Do your thing.
Yes, it's our fault. We pick who we want in office, and we keep them in there. We don't make them accountable for what they do once we put them in office. And they pass the buck. You know, they say, hey, they're responsible for this, and the last president did this, they passed the buck. Well, anytime you pass the buck, you are, you know, pushing the responsibility on somebody else. And of course, when the buck stops here, that's when we start talking about accountability, saying, hey, I understand, and I know that I've done this, and this is what I'm going to do to take care of it. But a lot of people don't believe that they should be accountable. They believe that it should be pushed on somebody else. And I believe everybody's kind of tired of that right now.
I agree with you. I go even further. And I'm going to give 1693 a little bit there because I don't want to hog all the airtime. It's about, you know, having a good mental workout. 1693, is anything you want to add to that?
I do agree with what he's saying there, you know, definitely what the young man was saying. I just think as far as with things concerning, you know, with the nation's debt, just the way the U.S. operates things, you know, we as people, we do have to take accountability for a lot of things, you know, upon ourselves. We can't place everything just upon the president. I don't think we can place everything upon the government. We as people have to work hard as well. It's too many people out there just wanting a free check, and they don't realize that that's money that's going into what creates more with, you know, the nation's debts is the way I see it. You know, you got people out there that, you know, it may be bad to say this, but you got a lot of people out there who don't even want to get healed and you know, situated anymore. They'd rather stay sick just so they can get a free check. A lot of them don't want to work, or they, you know, they kind of use the lazy term of things in order to want to really get out there to work to try to get things to help rebuild the economy and rebuild things that need to go on. There's a lot of things I think that's in the government that need to be reworked and rerouted in order to help to reduce some of the nation's debt and other things that are going on in America.
I agree with you. I agree with both of y'all. And, what I add to that is, as individuals, we know more accountability than we think. You know, I really and firmly believe that things have gotten so good that we want other people, we expect other people to do things for us. You know, in that same scenario where somebody broke in my house, I expect the police to catch them. I expect that the police should have been there not to have had that happen. And in the government, we expect our president to do X, Y, Z based upon what we're told. But the truth of the matter is, you know, society runs the government. It's the public that runs the government. Because Mr. Obama is getting hit left to right to left, uppercut, body blow. He's getting hit hard, you know, with the whole fact that our credit rating has dropped down to AA. He's being held accountable for the whole situation when, in fact, everyone needs to look in the mirror. You know, and we're putting this whole thing on our elected officials, but the truth of the matter is, I believe, and this is what the whole growth source thing is, you know, as individuals, we've lost a little bit of our way, and we've lost the ability to create, to do things that create jobs. We're looking for the government to fix things, which they do play a role, don't get me wrong, okay? But where is it that everyone that's on the phone here can't get together and put something together to start a business, have to become so... such an impossible task for us to go out there and do what it is that we need to do to chase the American dream? Or we become so complacent that we're holding other people accountable because our bellies are full?
True.
You know, it hits hard. I sit down with a lot of people and we talk. And when I say, well, first of all, you know, you're going to have to accept your blame in this, they look at me like, that's not my fault. But I'll always tell them, if you cannot accept your blame in the situation, then that means you cannot implement a solution, because if I'm saying it's someone else's fault and that person is creating this problem for me, what I'm basically saying is if that person doesn't do something about it, then I can't do anything about it. So it's not my fault. And shifting accountability puts you in a comfort zone. So it's not my fault. It's the boss's fault. If I worked somewhere different, if I only had this, it would be different. That's a tall order, and a lot of people, you know, they don't sit well when I say something like that to them. So I'm asking you guys, you know, chime in whenever you're ready. I don't want to hog the airways, because it's not about my thought process. It's about a collective thought process that helps us grow. So what say you guys?
I believe you're very right on that. I do agree with you on that. You know, we do have to take fault and blame and responsibility for, you know, things that take place, because, you know, we have a voice, you know, and we have to, you know, we have to do works, and we have a voice to make ourselves known and heard, and we have to do actions in order to help relieve some of the problems.
Yeah, I'm tweeting somebody right now, letting them know that when you shift accountability, you actually give up the your ability and empowerment to put a solution into play. Because if I say it's the government's fault, then who's got to fix this?
Hello?
You know, you give up your whole solution making process. There's a lot of things that's going on in here when we shift accountability. You know, we talk about kids. You know, our kids are running rampant. I don't know what to do with the boy. You know, I know what you need to do with that boy. You know, I hate to say it, but you probably need to put a belt to him. That's a personal opinion, by the way. I don't need to have social service down at my door, okay? That was just a personal opinion. But anyhow, I know what you need to do. You know, you have to be accountable for your kids. But if you leave it to law enforcement to police your children, now you got somebody breaking in my house. I really firmly do believe, you know, there's a big bill out there in North Carolina that is trying to pass. They're trying to up the age for kids being tried as adults. Currently in North Carolina, if you're 16 years old and you commit a crime, they'll try you as an adult. And a lot of people are saying, hey, look, that's not right. We should up that age to 18 or 21, because a 16-year-old, you know, is still a child. But you haven't given them the opportunity to run through the system and try to save this child's life. At some point in that bill, I say that I think it's a great idea, because I think a child should be given every opportunity. They didn't ask to be here. But at the same time, in that bill, there has to be a level of accountability for the parents. Any opinion on that?
Hello?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're here.
Matter of fact, if you ask most teenagers about accountability and responsibility, they wouldn't know what accountability really is. They wouldn't know what the word responsibility means. And I believe, you know, first they have to understand, hey, what accountability means, you know, and then go from there. Now, the police, the government, you know, we've been relying on them for so long, you know, it has taken away a lot from us. So, see, really say up to age and for accountability, I say let's make the parents, instead of taking away their rights as a parent, you take away their accountability for the kids. So, you know, we need to give back to the adults, so we can, you know, start having accountability. Because when the government and the authorities step in and say, hey, you can't do this, Mr. to your kids, or we can do this to you, you see, now we force for something else. So that's why we're kind of in the situation we're in right now.
Well, that's a strong statement. I believe what you're saying. Now the question will be, how do we hold parents accountable? How do we do that? You know, how do we hold a parent accountable without putting them in jail and taking the breadwinner out of the mix, causing them to lose a job and creating more problems? How do we hold the parents accountable in this scenario?
Well, you're going to have to start somewhere, and it's never something that somebody's going to like. It's always going to seem harsh. But the thing is, if you don't start, and if it's putting the adult in jail, that's what you're going to have to do, because they're going to have to realize, hey, they started this cycle. You see what I'm saying? When they said to their child, hey, it's okay. Hey, they didn't teach them the manners. They didn't teach them how to be courteous. They didn't teach them respect because they were okay with it because their parents didn't teach them. And, of course, as you get a certain age, you should learn these things anyway. It's natural. You know when you're just being disrespectful. You know when you're not being courteous. So it has to stop somewhere. And no, nothing, nothing that has, as I can say, nothing that has started in a cycle of negativity, when you try to make it something that's going to be positive, it's going to come easy. Someone asked, did it, I forgot to call it the example.
Well, you know, and to answer that question, I'll answer my own question. I hit him in the pocketbook. Because I'm agreeing with you. You know, hopefully we'll find something we don't agree on, and then we can mix it real good. But I'm not saying I'm going to just cause problems. But I say hit him in the pocketbook. You know, my kid commits a crime, I pay. I pay for his jail time. I pay for his food in there. I pay for his processing. Hit him in the pocketbook. Why tax other people who are taking care of their kids? Send that parent that's dropped the ball, send them the bill and put them on a nice payment plan. You know what I'm saying? Send them the bill and put them on a payment plan. What do you think about that? I'm not running for office, by the way. I'm sorry, I cut you off. I'm sorry, I cut you off again, did I?
Yeah, that's a good idea, sending the bill, but we already have collected bills that don't pay them anyway. I mean, to really directly affect them, I say the parent is an example, because that would be another example to another parent. And then, of course, it goes from there. I mean, you got to start from where you started.
But you know, I agree to you. Nothing's really perfect in this world. Nothing will ever be perfect in this world because we're imperfect people. You know, anything that we put out there is actually a deterrent for some people who are thinking about swinging on that side of the fence. The only reason you have a lock on your door is to keep that potential thief or just make him think twice about breaking in your house because he can't kick the door in because he's an unlawful person. He will do unlawful things. You know, so the only thing you can do is put deterrents out there for the guy who's straddling the fence, for the parent who's like, oh, you know, I really don't know what to do, but I do know that, you know, this is bothering me, but I have this bill on top of the bills that I do need to pay because you're out of hand. I need to do something to get you back in hand. And I'm not saying that this is something that we have to do. I'm saying at some point in time, we have to hold the proper people accountable. Now, if we're talking about a minor, I really do and firmly believe that I'm accountable for my children. I brought them into this world. I need to rear them correctly to be producers in this world, not just consumers. It is my job. It is my job to actually give them the opportunity to do what it is that they need to do in this world. And that's what I'm talking about, accountability. You know, when we start looking at things like, go ahead.
So the biggest thing is this. I'm going to continue to say the adult reason being is this. Okay, we have the legislators that's, you know, putting these laws into action. Now, it'll make the adult make a better choice of who they want in office, too, that's taking away their rights. So if you can put that here to adults, hey, they're going to make not just better choices being a parent, but putting people in the office.
Oh, I agree with you there. But I also have to give kudos to the powers that be, you know what I'm saying? And the reason I say that is because they've done a real good job in allowing us to feel that we can shift accountability. They almost say, leave it in our hands. And that's pretty smart on their part if you ask me, because if you leave it in my hands to make the decisions for you, and now I start taking tax dollars, the first person that's going to get taken care of is Johnny. And then I'll worry about you. First thing I'm going to do is make sure I live in a good neighborhood, my kids go to a good school, and now with the remainder of the money, we're going to do some things to make sure I stay in office. But you need to take care of yourself first. And this is the other thing where it shifts back to accountability. You know, the fact, like I said, they're doing a great job in saying, let me handle it. I'm your elected official. Let me handle it. And where that comes into play is whoever screams the loudest, whoever's going to cost me votes or bring me votes, that's the person who has my ear. So is it about right or wrong? Is it about what's morally correct? Or is it about what's good for me? Now, going back again to accountability, that's up to the American populace, the population, to come up and say, this is what we want. But the truth of it is, our government was set up to maintain and protect the sovereignty of this nation. It wasn't set up to create opportunities for us. It was here to protect the opportunities that we have. And I think a lot of people have been sold on the fact that the government is here to take care of us. When in fact, the government is not. The government is here to protect our sovereignty. This is the United States, to protect the opportunity. But when the government starts stepping in to create opportunity, that's when we have a problem. Like, so I'm not running for office. The whole thing is accountability, and I just thought it was a good topic when everybody started talking about raising the debt ceiling. I'm like, you know, we live in a deficit economy. The government's not supposed to operate from a surplus. You know, if the government's operating from a surplus, that means they're keeping money that could be used for something else. And again, their money is supposed to be used to create, protect the opportunity, not to create the opportunity. And they protect the public. But they've gone further than protecting the public. I think they've gone to the point where they've really made us complacent. You know, 2533, you just joined in. If you want to talk, just hit one and your mic, and I'll go ahead and make you hot. If you just want to listen in, it's fine. But 601, your mic's still hot, so is there anything else you got to say? I mean, I really enjoy the fact you call in, because I'd rather have a conversation than just talk. Yeah. I appreciate all the people that are listening. Don't take away from the people that are listening. I want to say I appreciate you guys. I see. Go ahead.
Well, the government, back to what you were saying about the government, about the officials, and we should be operating from a deficit. I agree with that. The way it's being done is halting the growth of the economy. It's not helping. That's why our retailers, our financial institutions are scared to jump in. And once again, that's where you're putting adults in jail and so on. It's going to make them accountable for what they put in there. Yes, you can say who screams the loudest, like I get their vote, but now they're going to really scrutinize who they put in office. That's the problem. We don't have nobody holding anybody accountable. It is for, hey, I yell the loudest, I promise you this, I promise you that. You get in office, and you get totally the opposite. But if we hold them accountable for it by doing things that seems harsh, the next person will think about it.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here. You know, if we keep talking about putting them in office, isn't it really our issues and our problems that we need to take care of? Because if we start looking for these public officials to take care of our problems, that's what got us in the problem to begin with. When we start looking at public officials to create welfare systems to take care of those who we'll say those who are less fortunate, but, you know, obviously we know there's it's more than just people less fortunate. There's some lazy people that take advantage of the program. You know, are we putting more of our responsibility and accountability on these elected officials? I say we should step up. You say no, we're not?
I say no, we're not. The thing is this. We've given them so much power, we have to take it back. And the only way to take it back is to go through the people that we give it to, which is the public officials. So once we can get them to give back to us, because, yeah, we can go out and say this and so on, but the laws are already in place where, once again, go back to the children can call social services, and social services come out and they threaten you and take the children and so on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's crazy. You know, but then
nobody told my dad that. Nobody told my dad that. Somebody should have told him that. Or somebody should have gave me that information, but I was too scared to call them anyway. the reason I'm saying that is because you can't legislate morality. You can't legislate entrepreneurship. You can't legislate, you know, an active mind. You know, we can keep putting all these laws into place, but really what gets us in trouble is that we live beyond our means, our government lives beyond our means, because the people live beyond their means. We're in an instant gratification mode. If we went back to the days of the pioneer, hey, if you didn't have it, you suffered. You know, if you didn't have it, you suffered. Your community came in and helped you out. And for your community to come in and help you out, you had to be a decent guy. You know, what I'm getting at is, the legislators only have as much power as we give them. The law only has as much power as the willingness to implement it and the willingness to back it up. You can write it on a piece of paper, you can do all these things, but the truth of the matter, right next to those laws are the rules that govern our economy. But I can't get Joe to have the want or give him the ability to go out there and be an entrepreneur, because that's what capitalism is built on. I can't give him the want to go out and do more. I can't give him that desire, you know, to understand the tax code. You know, I can't give him that. So we look for legislation to either help us or dumb it down a little bit. And it's like, well, let's step it up a little bit. But I'm saying the reason we're not holding ourselves accountable is because our belly's full. Because really, poverty in America means I'm still calling and I'm bitching about my bill on a cell phone. You know, I still got cable, I still got internet service, but I just got evicted last week. You know, I know a lot of people like that, and I'm not putting anybody on Front Street, but it's kind of like, hey, I think you got your priorities messed up. I'm not going to be the one to tell them that, but I do think if we held people more accountable, like even the market, if we held it accountable and let it fall as it may, there might have been turmoil, but, you know, really what happened was constituents, in my opinion, of course, constituents got involved and said, look, we stand to lose, and we don't want to lose, and if we lose, you know, we're a vital part of the economic system. You don't want that to happen. We'll cause chaos. Give me some money. And the government did. They gave them some money. The truth of the matter is they didn't give me any. That's what's bad. I didn't get any. I didn't get any of the TARP. I guess that's why I'm upset. No, seriously. The reason I'm saying this is because you and I right now, 6601, you and I can get together and we could start a business. We could create some business to fulfill a need that's out there, and we don't even have to fulfill a need. We can create something that satisfies a want. And then we just market it well, we do it well, we put some brain power into it, and we create 10 more jobs. But I really think America has gotten to the point where it's like, I don't want to create. It's easier for me to go to work and work for you, let you handle all taxes, let you handle payroll, let you handle the creativity, let you handle the marketing, all that bigwig stuff. And all I want is enough of my check to be able to go out there and pay my bills, and I can live beyond my means through my credit cards. Because, you know, when they open up credit, boom, that's when everything started. I could own a home. I didn't make enough money to pay for one cash, but I could own a home, and I think credit is great. But it also opened up the fact that we need to learn how to manage our money and manage our resources. But no one's holding anybody accountable for that. So what does legislation do with that? I mean, I'm being devil's advocate now, and I'm throwing it at you going, how can you legislate somebody to be better than what they were yesterday?
Well, you can't. What can give the people that want to be accountable the opportunity to be accountable, and that's not what is happening in this arena right now. Now you have so many laws being pushed upon them, and they're trying to operate within those guidelines where it's not being profitable to stay here in America. That's why they're going elsewhere. You know, they're putting so many other EPA and so many laws on them, where they're not going to hire anybody if they're going to stay here. Matter of fact, they're going to downsize, you know? So
isn't that the American people asking for that? Is the American people asking for that? I'm not working in there. They need to put an air conditioning system in there to keep the temperature at a cool 78 degrees when I'm working that 5 degrees. It's too hot. Now, mind you, I'm generalizing. Because I'm waiting for the pop-ups to come up here and say, well, hey, we know we need to have those things, and yes, we do, but I think we've gone overboard. I think we've gone overboard. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about, accountability. You know, does that make sense to you? That, hey, look, you know, we almost have to allow some things to fall, allow people to compete?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It has to. If it doesn't, we'll be like everybody else.
But when it comes down to EPA standards, when it comes down to all these things that are legislated to make things fair, to make things safer, which some are needed and some are not.
Correct.
But isn't that the American public who's...
And I don't believe in fair. I believe there's a in the wrong. Because anytime you say fair, that means you're going to handicap somebody else to be in line with somebody else. And that's wrong.
Well, we're in sync on that one.
So either you can quit or you can't by those guidelines. And, and we go from there.
But it comes back when you're talking about greed. You know, it costs so much to hire an American worker, so we'll outsource it to another country where somebody's so eager to work that they'll do it in less conditions, which is a bad thing, but they'll do it in worse conditions. To me, we lost the balance. We've lost the balance. It's kind of like when I was overseas, you know, they'll tell you, Saudis don't do manual labor. They just don't. You know, that could be a stereotype. I don't know. That's something that went out there, so I'm not saying it's a fact. But, you know, it's put out there. Saudis don't do manual labor. You know, anybody you see, you might think that they're Saudi Arabian, but they're not. They come from other countries, Turkey, India. Or they come looking for work in Saudi Arabia. These guys have so much money that they're above doing manual labor. And I'm thinking America has got to the point where we're above a lot of things. You know, we've become above a lot of things. Go ahead.
And we're paying for it right now. It's our
own fault, once again.
The accountability.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about other countries and transferring our jobs over there, it's. Let me ask you this. Now, those people in the other countries, they didn't have, let's say we pay them $3 an hour. They wouldn't even have that. We have their economy. So we complain and gripe about, oh, now it's, what do you call a sweatshop and so on. But to them, it's an improvement in their economy. It's an improvement in their household. Now they can afford certain things they couldn't afford before. They're happy. I'm not saying it's right if it's a sweatshop, but, you know, just to have the opportunity to improve the living conditions and improve the economy for that country, you know, we forget about that. We always want to look at the negative. Yes, there's some things we need to handle, but then here in the United States, there's some things we need to be accountable for in our own workplace. Matter of fact, I even start with our soldiers, the way we treat them, with their living conditions. Why isn't we're raising more fuss about that and holding our own self accountable?
That's a strong point. You know, you brought a strong point. And, you know, I think that we're doing a lot for our soldiers. A lot more can be done, yes, but I think we've learned from the error of our ways. I think we can go about it a little differently, you know, because what happens is when we open up a gate, everyone jumps in and tries to put their hand in, you know, and that's a whole other issue, which brings me again to next week where we're going to talk about our solutions. So I'm hoping everybody brings an issue, and we'll talk about solutions. I hope someone does. Be bold enough to throw your issue out there, and let's work collectively to put a solution to it. That's the whole Grow Such motto here. Plus, I also want to, because we got 26 minutes left, I want to throw in a plug for all those people who are listening online, the Grow Such Fayetteville metro area. Anybody in the Fayetteville area, I need you to populate that page, because what we're going to do is we're going to run some incentives. We're going to promote acting neighborly and see what we can do within ourselves to make our life better for ourselves. So go in and populate that page. I had to throw that little plug in there, 6601. But to answer that question you had, I think you're right on point. There was a time when we had our sweatshops. There was a time that, you know, we employed kids to do the work. Heck, you know, I always tell people when it comes down to trivia, that's why I told my kids, that's the whole reason summer vacation came about. It wasn't to give kids a break. It was to make sure that in the summertime they could go out there and work in the fields. You know, America was built on that grit. And we look at things and we want to judge things with a silver spoon in our mouth and say, that's not right. When in fact, you're absolutely correct. You know, my dad immigrated from Panama here. So whatever it is that we got, we thought it was awesome. Because I was telling my kids, eight of us lived in an apartment with my grandmother. You know, it was a one little bedroom apartment with a little kitchen, a little shower, and a little living area, and a bedroom, and everybody stayed in that one spot. And thank goodness my dad said to himself and to my mom, we're going to live better than this, and he enlisted in the United States military and made a life for himself. He had to encounter all kinds of things. But next week is going to be solutions. I hope everybody brings issue, because I think there's a solution for everything out there. It may not be what we want, kind of like you said, 6601. It may not be the solution we want, but there is a solution. And the truth is, you're not going to make everybody happy. You just have to create the opportunity for everyone to be happy. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Well, look, 6601, I'm going to give you a two-minute run because I want to make sure the show's about people coming on and saying what they want to say. Next week, we're going to talk about solutions. If you don't want a two-minute run, let me know. I just want to make sure I'm not hogging the airwaves, okay? Because there's several people that are on, but they haven't raised their hands. I don't know if they just enjoy the conversation and dialogue, but I'd like to hear from everyone because we all have opinions. But go do your thing there, 6601. And then after you finish, I'm going to close out the show just to leave myself some time to answer some of these IMs.
Okay. All righty. And we all hear that solution thing has to understand that, you know, this is a great country we're in. And if we don't hold people accountable, we're gonna be a country that we don't want to be, and we're headed in that direction. And it starts at the home with the adult first, the children, and it goes from there. Because our next official, our next politician are our children. Maybe mine, maybe yours. I don't know, but that's where it starts from. And if they can learn to hold themselves accountable and learn that in the home and responsibility, because like I said earlier, everybody knows what responsibility, but they don't know what accountability means. So if they can learn that at an early age, one by one, household by household, and from a household to community, and from community to state to nation to the country, we can take our country back by holding ourselves accountable, because that's how we got to the situation we're in, from the household to the country, by not being accountable for our actions. That's what I have to say.
Oh, touche. I agree with you. 6601, man, I appreciate your participation. I hope others will come in and participate. The more active we become is the better you can grow your life. Just want to say that's what Grocers is all about, is collectively getting together, making a difference in individuals' lives, because like I say, you can't change the whole world, but you can change your world and how you operate in it. You know, 6601, I hope you join us next week when we start talking about solutions. What I'm going to do is open up the chat, and I'll answer a few chats. You guys can email me. Let me make sure I give you the email so you guys can actually pop in, and I'll answer those emails. If you'd like to send those emails when it comes down to your issues, a lot of people I know like to be private about some things. You know, in the Fayetteville area is where I'm really trying to concentrate everything, but I'm going to make it easy for everyone and just say, hey, look, email@growsource.com. That's really simple. Email@growsource.com. If you have an issue, email it in. If you don't want to talk about it, perhaps we can get some other people to talk about it and have some solutions on there for you. As well, you know, visit me on the web, www.growsource.com. Find me on Facebook, friend me. I'm going to do all kind of things that I possibly can do with your help to be able to push incentives, to be able to do things to promote a healthy well-being, to empower people to do what it is that they need to do in life and to be successful. You know, America's a great place. We can complain, but I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. That's it for now. Anything else, 6601?
Enjoy the show.
Roger that. We'll see you next week, hopefully. All right, we're out.
Now what's the meaning of the line? Tell me.
Well, it's like dreaming of your goals, ambitions. I'm feeling free. I'm on this mission to
achieve. What?
What's in your mind's eye?
What you believe you should gain.
Satisfaction becomes a shining example. It tests the sample.